From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson. A new protest by faculty members just off the Columbia University campus in New York after police arrested more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters. Nadia Abu El-Haj of the Center for Palestinian Studies.
They have been lying all along, and they have refused to let faculty members who have relationships with these students step in and try and de-escalate.
The day after protests turned violent with some injuries at UCLA, Associate Professor Bharat Venkat.
I've been in many protests over the course of my life. I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen students being physically attacked by, you know, a huge crowd.
The House overwhelmingly passed a bill to crack down on anti-Semitism on college campuses. ABC News national correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
The measure expands the definition of anti-Semitism to include statements that call Israel's existence a racist endeavor. If signed into law, the Education Department would consider the definition when deciding whether to pull funding from schools that allow the harassment of Jews to fester. Opponents say this measure will stifle speech. Asked if it might come up for a vote in the Senate, Majority Leader Chuck Schumer was noncommittal.
Arizona lawmakers passed a repeal of the state's Civil War-era abortion ban. Governor Katie Hobbs expected to sign it. This on the day Florida's six-week abortion ban went into effect. Dr. Shelley Chen works at a Planned Parenthood clinic in Jacksonville, Florida, where many patients are from neighboring states.
It's going to have profound impacts on not only patients in Florida. You know, last year we served thousands and thousands of patients, but of the many, many patients here in the South.
A 14-year-old suspected shooter is dead after a confrontation with police outside a middle school in Mount Horeb, Wisconsin, say sources to ABC News. You're listening to ABC News. Next Tuesday, President Biden delivers the keynote at the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's annual Day of Remembrance.
The president will also discuss our moral duty to combat the rising scourge of anti-Semitism and the Biden-Harris administration's work to implementing the first ever national strategy to counter anti-Semitism to make real the promise of never, never again.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre. A number of job openings fell in March to the lowest level in more than 3 years, but the Labor Department's 8.5 million openings is still historically high. Before 2021, job openings never exceeded 8 million, a number they've surpassed for 37 straight months. Basketball star Brittany Griner is opening up for the first time about her time behind bars in Russia.
She was released from Russian captivity in December 2022 after spending 10 months behind bars in Russia. Since then, WNBA player Brittany Griner has been silent, only opening up to ABC's Robin Roberts in an exclusive interview, saying her freedom was bittersweet because another American captive, Paul Whelan, didn't come home with her.
Any time that we can bring home an American, that is a win for Americans. No one should be left behind.
Griner has a book coming out next week titled Coming Home. Derek Dennis, ABC News.
FDA says nearly 300 retail dairy samples have tested negative for the avian flu, the bird flu. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.